Welcome, Car Time Stories listeners. Today, more than ever, we're going to need you to buckle up for a bumpy ride through absurdity and existential dread. Because this week on Car Time Stories, we're diving headfirst into Joseph Heller's satirical World War II masterpiece, Catch-22. Not through the rose-tinted glasses of most World War II stories, but through the warped kaleidoscope of a bombardier named Captain John Yossarian. Now, before we strap on our parachutes and jump into the fray, let's meet the architect of this literary battlefield, Joseph Heller. Born in Coney Island in 1923, Heller served as a B-25 bombardier himself, witnessing firsthand the absurdity and horrors of war. But instead of penning a traditional war memoir, Heller channeled his experiences into a satirical whirlwind, a literary Molotov cocktail aimed at the bureaucratic madness he encountered. So why Catch-22? Because it dares to be different. While many World War II narratives were framed as the good war, a clear-cut conflict against evil, Heller's novel takes a much darker, more satirical approach. In 1953, when he began writing, questioning the war's glorification and challenging the romanticized image of soldiers was considered almost blasphemous. This context makes Catch-22's success even more remarkable. Heller spent 8 years refining his story, crafting a scathing indictment of military bureaucracy. Instead of heroic battles, we encounter a labyrinth of nonsensical rules and regulations, perfectly embodied by the infamous Catch-22 itself. This paradoxical clause traps soldiers in a deadly bind. Any attempt to escape combat through mental health evaluations is deemed proof of sanity, making them fit for even more missions. Talk about a Catch-22 indeed. Heller's masterful blend of satire and gallows humor paints a poignant portrait of humanity under the crushing weight of war. We meet a vibrant cast of characters, each grappling with their own absurdities. Standouts include the cunning Milo Minderbinder, who transforms war into a lucrative enterprise, and the chaplain, whose faith teeters on the precipice of chaos. And at the heart of it all stands Yossarian, our anti-hero, clinging to sanity as the world around him spins madly. Then there's Colonel Cathcart, the embodiment of bureaucratic absurdity, fixated on boosting mission quotas while his men dwindle under the hail of flak. His rivalry with Yossarian becomes a hilarious and tragicomic microcosm of the larger conflict, the desperate struggle for individual survival against the inexorable machinery of war. So, why should students and adults alike in the 21st century delve into this mid-20th century novel? Because Catch-22 is more than just a war story. It's a timeless satire about questioning authority, the absurdity of bureaucracy, and the struggle for individual freedom in a world that often seems nonsensical. It's a hilarious, heartbreaking, and ultimately hopeful reminder that even in the darkest of times, laughter and the pursuit of sanity can be our most potent weapons. With all that said, are you ready to join Yossarian and the gang on their surreal flight through Catch-22? If so, our next stop is the small island of Pianosa, Italy. But be warned, turbulence awaits. Joseph Heller's non-linear style will have you soaring through time, encountering flashbacks and flash-forwards like flak bursts in the sky. Get ready to piece together the puzzle of Yossarian's journey, one absurd twist at a time.
Under the relentless Pianosa sun, Captain John Yossarian navigates the absurdist world of war in Heller's classic novel, Catch-22. This dusty enclave, pulsating with the contradictions of military life, becomes a canvas for Yossarian's sardonic tapestry, woven with threads of wit and defiance. His sharp mind, ever aware of the Damoclesian threat above, guides him through a labyrinth of bureaucracy and paradox. Yossarian is no typical hero. He's haunted not just by bombs, but by the very system he serves. Surrounded by a motley crew of eccentricities, he becomes enmeshed in regulations that would baffle the wisest jurist. Logic is scarce, absurdity reigns, and the air itself seems steeped in the illogical. Heller's world bends reason, where rules morph like clay in a sculptor's whim, and Yossarian's grasp for meaning mirrors a futile attempt to hold water. The infamous Catch-22, a decree as dissonant as a broken melody, crystallizes this absurdity. "They have a right to do anything we can't stop them from doing," Heller declares, weaving a noose from bureaucratic threads. This Catch-22 becomes Yossarian's Gordian knot. To escape perilous missions, he must plead insanity, yet the mere desire for safety deems him sane, trapping him in an inescapable bind. Heller's prose pirouettes like a mischievous jester, twisting phrases and leaving readers teetering on comprehension. Dialogue crackles with irony. Characters dance between sublime and ludicrous, and humor becomes both shield and weapon against the encroaching chaos. As Yossarian grapples with this conundrum, Heller peels back his layers. He's not a stoic figure, but a man pushed to the brink, wrestling with the Kafka-esque nightmare of war. Camaraderie flickers amidst the danger, a fragile solace in the face of omnipresent uncertainty. Act 1 lays the foundation for a narrative defying convention. This symphony of chaos and contradiction sets the stage for the surreal drama to come. In Pianosa, where absurdity reigns, Yossarian's journey has just begun, and the echoes of Catch-22 reverberate, leaving readers entangled in the war's enigmatic embrace. Act 2 of Catch-22 erupts into a cacophony of absurdity as Yossarian pirouettes across a minefield of perilous missions and labyrinthine bureaucracy. His desperate escapes, a twisted tango with fate, are testaments to the warped ingenuity demanded by war's lunacy. Heller revels in this absurdity, transforming Yossarian's survival struggle into a surreal ballet against a backdrop of ever-shifting rules. The military machine, a labyrinth of nonsensical regulations, tightens its grip. Logic is a scarce commodity, replaced by the currency of the absurd. Rules twist and contradict, forming a maze designed to entrap. Yossarian, the unwilling participant, navigates this bureaucratic jungle with the agility of a trapeze artist, dodging pitfalls and absurdities. Heller punctuates the narrative with fractured memories, glimpses into the soldiers' lives before the war's maw consumed them. These poignant echoes, revealing the humanity beneath the uniforms, serve as mirrors reflecting the conflict's psychic toll. Major characters step into the spotlight, each a player in Pianosa's absurd drama. Milo Minderbinder, the eccentric mess officer, embodies opportunistic capitalism amidst the carnage. His Machiavellian wheeling and dealing, a stark contrast to the soldiers' life and death struggles, mirrors the grotesque comedy of war's economic engine. Colonel Cathcart, the embodiment of arbitrary authority, looms large. His capricious decisions and insatiable thirst for promotions fuel the mounting tension, reminding us that the absurdity isn't limited to enemy bombs, but resides in the whims of those wielding power from afar. Character development unfolds like a slow bloom, revealing hidden depths. Yossarian, once a mere survivor, blossoms into a symbol of resistance against the irrational tide. The soldiers, each grappling with their demons, undergo metamorphoses ranging from the poignant to the grotesque. Heller's prose, a scalpel of precision, delicately carves out the intricacies of human emotion against the stark canvas of war. Act 2's rising action is a tapestry woven with threads of absurdity, each knot tied with the finesse of a master storyteller. Heller's dexterity lies not just in the plot's trajectory, but in the nuanced exploration of the human psyche under war's unrelenting pressure. As Yossarian's escapades morph into a surreal ballet and the rules of engagement dissolve into a nightmare, Act 2 unfolds with a tragicomic brilliance that leaves readers spellbound and unsettled. In the crucible of war's insanity, Heller crafts a narrative that transcends the confines of the page, echoing the enduring absurdity of the human condition. As Pianosa bakes under the relentless sun, Act 3 of Catch-22 descends with a premonition of doom upon Captain Yossarian, his grasp of Catch-22's inescapable paradox, a Gordian knot tightening with each tug, becomes the fulcrum of the narrative. Heller's scalpel-sharp prose dissects the absurdity, revealing a truth as elusive as a desert mirage. Tragic events unfold with Greek inevitability, each scene imbued with war's bitter irony. Yossarian, the cunning survivor, is swept into a narrative controlled by a capricious, malevolent force. The lines between sanity and madness blur on this absurdist landscape, the distant horizons mirroring the soldiers' frayed minds. Death, an ever-present specter, whispers its presence with quiet solemnity. Vibrant characters succumb to fate's march, their losses leaving palpable wounds on Yossarian. Heller's portrayal is not grand spectacle, but a haunting echo resonating through the pages. These deaths become poignant testaments to life's fragility in war's crucible. Heller, a maestro of tragicomic storytelling, orchestrates these moments with a delicate balance of sorrow and absurdity. Each death ripples through the narrative, sending shockwaves through the remaining characters. Yossarian, confronted by the futility of outsmarting war, becomes a tragic figure trapped in his own web. The realization that Catch-22 is not a quirk, but an inescapable truth, weighs on him like Atlas's burden. Heller masterfully explores Yossarian's existential angst in the face of absurdity. Amidst the chaos emerges the chaplain, mirroring Yossarian's struggle with faith and reason. He embodies the spiritual crisis war inflicts, and his interactions become a philosophical dialogue on morality in a mad world. The climax, a convergence of tragedy and absurdity, leaves Yossarian at despair's crossroads. In his inimitable style, Heller blurs the lines between tragedy and comedy, inviting readers to confront the paradoxes defining the human condition. As Act 3 closes, the crisis echoes like a bitter aftertaste, leaving readers to grapple with profound questions about war, sanity, and the elusive pursuit of meaning in a world gone mad. Act 4 of Catch-22 plunges into the heart of war's madness, a chiaroscuro of absurdity and despair. Captain Yossarian's struggle expands beyond combat. Internal demons, birthed by Pianosa's relentless insanity, now claw at his sanity. His bureaucratic battles reach a crescendo, a Sisyphean dance through a maddening maze. Heller, a virtuoso of linguistic acrobatics, captures the absurdity with gallows humor teetering on nihilism. The ever-shifting, arbitrary rules mirror the chaos of war, trapping Yossarian in a nightmarish loop. War's impact deepens, painting a tableau of psychological unraveling. Heller's strokes reveal cracks in the soldiers' facades. Even Yossarian's cynical resilience crumbles under the ceaseless barrage. Existential angst becomes a palpable force, haunting their solitude. Significant scenes resonate like haunting refrains. Yossarian's iconic exchange with Doc Danica captures the futility of reason. Crazy to fly, crazy to be grounded, I'm caught in a catch-22. Hospital scenes, where soldiers morph into patients, blur combat and recovery, reflecting the surreal landscape. Heller's scalpel dissects the psychological wounds that linger beyond physical scars, as Yossarian's encounters with the enigmatic Milo Minderbinder take on a surreal quality, mirroring war's economic absurdity. Milo's amoral wheeling and dealing becomes a tragicomic denouement, adding another layer to the narrative tapestry. Subplots find resolution, but Heller eschews neat conclusions. The frayed thread of resolution reflects the aftermath of war, where wounds scar but rarely heal. Characters grapple with the senselessness, mirroring readers' quest for meaning in the narrative maze. The absurdity persists, a stubborn stain refusing to be washed away. Heller, the master puppeteer, orchestrates the falling action, fate's strings weaving through lives. Yossarian's Catch-22 struggle remains a leitmotif, reminding us that in war's theater, absurdity isn't aberration, but the very fabric of reality. As Act 4 closes, characters stand in the aftermath, elongated shadows cast by Pianosa's setting sun. The haunting echo of the falling action lingers, leaving readers unsettled. Heller's tragicomic alchemy leaves an indelible mark, inviting contemplation on war, the human spirit, and the elusive pursuit of sanity. In the hazy aftermath of conflict, Act 5 of Catch-22 trudges through the debris of war with Captain Yossarian, its weary anti-hero. A final decision, heavy with resignation and rebellion, becomes a mirror reflecting survival's complexities in a world ruled by absurdity. Heller, the literary alchemist, transmutes Yossarian's struggle into prose, both poignant and sardonic. Consequences ripple outward from his choice, painting a mosaic of human experience in Heller's narrative jigsaw. Scarred survivors navigate peace, trailed by war's ghosts. The closing scenes resonate with bittersweet irony, transcending storytelling conventions. Freed from conflict's grip, these souls drift in a post-war limbo, grappling with trauma and the elusive promise of normalcy. Heller neither condemns nor redeems, mirroring war's capriciousness where heroism and tragedy walk hand in hand. His refusal for neat endings reflects life's chaotic unpredictability, a drumbeat echoing throughout the narrative. Under Pianosa's fading sun, Heller weaves introspection, Yossarian's contemplations refracting absurdity and bureaucracy like shards of broken glass. Catharsis arrives not as a triumphant crescendo, but a somber coda echoing a world forever altered. Heller's sardonic melancholy guides readers through treacherous waters of moral ambiguity and existential contemplation. His closing remarks whisper a lament for absurdity's enduring stain, not a grandiose proclamation. Yossarian's musings reverberate in the post-war tableau, a reckoning with unresolved contradictions defining the human condition. Heller's parting gift is a mirror reflecting the futility of seeking answers in a world ruled by fate's whims. The absurdity of war, an indelible mark, leaves its legacy on characters and landscapes. Heller, the bard of absurdity, invites us to confront uncomfortable truths within the human experience. The conclusion is not an escape from madness, but a lingering gaze into the abyss, a testament to war's irrationality that casts a long shadow. And now, a final analysis. Catch 22, Joseph Heller's magnum opus, is a literary kaleidoscope that defies convention, blending satire, absurdity, and existential contemplation in a narrative mosaic that challenges and captivates readers. The characters, themes, and Heller's unusual nonlinear storytelling style converge to create a narrative masterpiece that transcends the boundaries of traditional war literature. The characters in Catch-22 are not archetypal heroes, but complex, flawed individuals navigating the tumultuous waters of war. Captain John Yossarian, the reluctant protagonist, embodies the everyman thrust into the absurdity of conflict. Heller's portrayal of Yossarian's internal struggles, resilience, and ultimate rebellion against the illogical machinery of war renders him a symbol of existential angst. Supporting characters, from the enigmatic Milo Minderbinder to the beleaguered chaplain, contribute to the tapestry of humanity caught in the crossfire of chaos. Themes in Catch-22 reverberate with the dissonance of war's absurdity. The titular concept, Catch-22, encapsulates the paradoxical nature of military bureaucracy, where the desire to avoid dangerous missions is considered sane, yet expressing that desire makes one ineligible for such avoidance. The novel explores the dehumanizing impact of war, the moral ambiguity of survival, and the pervasive influence of absurdity in both conflict and bureaucracy. Heller's nonlinear storytelling style is a narrative tightrope walk, challenging readers to surrender to the disjointed chronology. Flashbacks, repetitions, and fragmented scenes create a literary collage that mirrors the chaos of war itself. Heller's prose, a blend of dark humor and biting satire, serves as a vehicle for exploring the labyrinthine corridors of the human psyche amid the insanity of combat. What can we learn from the tale of Catch-22? At its core, the novel offers a scathing critique of the dehumanizing effects of war and bureaucracy. The absurdity depicted in Pianosa becomes a metaphor for the absurdity of human conflict throughout history. Heller invites readers to confront the contradictions inherent in systems of power, the moral compromises demanded by survival, and the elusive quest for sanity in the face of irrationality. Students approaching Catch-22 should be prepared for a narrative experience that challenges linear expectations. The nonlinear structure, far from being a hindrance, serves as an invitation to engage actively with the text. Each revisit reveals new layers of meaning, prompting readers to grapple with the novel's profound themes and explore the interplay between humor and tragedy. The enduring status of Catch-22 as a classic can be attributed to several factors. First and foremost is Heller's unparalleled ability to craft a narrative that transcends its wartime setting, resonating with universal truths about the human condition. The novel's audacious narrative style, blending the surreal with the stark, has influenced subsequent generations of writers, cementing its place in the literary canon. The novel's thematic richness, exploring the moral complexities of war and the insidious nature of bureaucracy, provides readers with a framework for contemplating profound questions about existence. Heller's dark humor, a coping mechanism for characters trapped in the absurdity of war, offers readers a unique entry point into the exploration of human folly and resilience. In conclusion, Catch-22 is a literary triumph that beckons readers into the heart of darkness, challenging them to confront the absurdity of war, bureaucracy, and the human experience. The characters, themes, and nonlinear storytelling style converge to create a work that remains relevant and impactful. Students approaching this classic should embrace the narrative puzzle, allowing themselves to be immersed in the complexity and ambiguity that define Heller's singular vision. The enduring legacy of Catch-22 lies not only in its depiction of war's absurdity, but in its ability to provoke contemplation on the eternal struggles of humanity.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Car Time Stories podcast. Before I let you go, I would like to implore you to rate our podcast and write a brief review. Your help would be greatly appreciated. And finally, please visit cartimestories.com to purchase our premium video content. Until next time, we thank you and hope that you tell your friends about the Car Time Stories podcast, where we strive to fuel young minds one story at a time.